Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Meta has just announced an AI research community, and this is something that is, you know, a lot of people have been calling for, but this is not without controversy. There has been a number of different writers, specifically someone over at TechCrunch, who's recently wrote an article saying that they are not devoting enough resources to this. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into what exactly they are creating here, what their hopes for it, what their objectives are, and what resources they're giving. So we're going to break down exactly, you know, if they really are stifling by not giving enough resources. So without further ado, let's jump into the podcast. So with this entire announcement and this whole, it's called the Open Innovation AI Research Community. It's going to be a new venture intended essentially just to spur quote unquote transparency, innovation, and collaboration. And they're doing that within the AI research field, obviously. So this newly formed organization will initially place its emphasis on the privacy, safety, and security of LLMs. You know, you got like OpenAI's ChatGPT and others. So they're going to be doing this in addition to providing input on AI model refinement and also setting a future research agenda. Something that I think is really interesting about all of this is that recently in a blog post, Meta actually said that while their own researchers are expected to be active participants, the new community is going to be largely driven by its members. So Meta's AI R&D division is going to be serving as, you know, a quote unquote facilitator capacity, but they're, you know, not saying like, hey, this is this thing we're going to run and we're going to be in charge of. They kind of want, you know, I think they want input from a large amount of people. So the blog post said, quote, the group will become a community of practice championing large open source foundational models where partners can collaborate and engage with each other. Share learnings and raise questions on how to build responsible and safe foundational models. So they also added that the initiative is going to fast track the education of upcoming researchers. So I think though the organization is, you know, really trying here, there's definitely some people that are skeptical. But that being said, Meta plans to host a range of workshops intended to tackle what they call critical open research operations or questions. And to create guidelines for responsible open source model development and release. So the specifics on all of that, though, are really not, you know, super clear what exactly that means. But Meta has mentioned the potential online platforms like a website, social channels, and academic conference submissions for collaboration research. But they stopped short of any solid commitments that they're actually, you know, any concrete plan of action that they plan on taking. So members of the Open Innovation AI Research Community are anticipated to bear, largely they're going to be doing a large amount of the work and funding of their own work, which I think is really key. So this isn't like, this isn't a research institute that Meta's setting up where they're going to go fund all these people. Everyone's got to do their own research and they got to do their own funding. And so I think Meta really kind of refrained from promising any specific capital or computational support for the organization's endeavors. And I think that that decision alone could be seen as sort of an effort to avoid allegations of undue influence, right? Because on the one hand, they don't want to be like, oh, you know, we're gonna make this institute, we're gonna get everyone on here, we're gonna have everyone on payroll, we'll pay for all your research, blah blah blah. Like people would be like, oh, they're just trying to tip the scales in their favor, or, you know, use anything that comes out of it for their own good, or it kind of like gets rid of the whole open source feeling from it. So On the one hand, there's that, but on the other hand, it's like they're making this whole, you know, essentially, I think it just raises questions regarding like the costs associated with AI research. Like it's very, very expensive, very, very costly. And so if they're just making a kind of central place for people to collaborate and chat, like they're not really helping them further a lot of that. So I think that's a balance that that definitely has to be struck. But previously, Meta has faced a lot of controversies related to AI. They had to withdraw an AI demo following some accusations of incorrect scientific content. The company's AI ethics team and also anti-AI bias tools have also faced some criticism. There's been some controversy, some skeptics that view the formation of the Open Innovation AI Research Community as a performative act. So they're essentially saying, you know, you guys are just setting this up so that you look good, to try to buy, you know, the buy-in from the community that you guys are the good guys. But, you know, a lot of people are, you know, questioning how sincere Meta is, if they really care about this or if they're just setting that up. So, you know, but I think those kind of critiques are always going to exist. People are always going to question motives. And so I don't think, you know, the criticism in itself is indicative of anything realistic. No one has concrete evidence either way that, you know, Meta has some nefarious plan here. And so I think despite the skepticism, Meta essentially is just inviting what they say is, quote, professors at accredited universities with relevant experience with AI to participate in this initiative. So I think it's worth noting that there is really a wealth of open machine learning research communities that are not linked with big tech companies, and that these academics could also opt to go there instead, right? Like, this isn't the only place that they can go if they want to contribute their research. And so I think that is, you know, kind of important to keep in mind. You know, this, there is other options. And so if people don't like this, there definitely is other places for them to go. So I think there's also some room for optimism. I think Meta's Open Innovation AI Research Community could potentially deliver on its like commitment to essentially generate what they say is a set of positive dynamics to foster more robust and representative models. And I think that the application deadline for this, to apply for this, is September 10th. So Meta has actually expressed openness to applicants from diverse research disciplines with technical capabilities to pursue research, and more than one participant from the same university is welcome to apply. So I think the initiative could turn out to be a turning point in AI research, but, you know, only time will tell. And I think in addition, you know, Meta's initiative with this offers a platform that really could address several critical issues within the AI field. I think their vision of fostering a member-led community of AI experts, which is dedicated to, you know, sharing knowledge and questing mythologies and, you know, enhancing the quality of large open source foundational models, I think that really could potentially shift the AI landscape if it's successful. And that's, I guess that's the big, asterisk on that. But I think that also Meta's kind of pledge to accelerate the training of future researchers emphasizes that their focus on, you know, really nurturing the next generation of talent is important to them. So I think that is a commitment that shows their, you know, that's a very positive commitment that could mean this is going in a good direction. And in addition, I think that's important also from their own company, because if they really are focusing on doing, you know, if they're focusing on doing education for a lot of researchers, for them as a company, they can, you know, use education that uses their own models. And so as a company, I see that definitely would be beneficial. So this is going to be really interesting to follow in the future. Meta is making a lot of big plays in AI, and so it's a very interesting one to watch. I predict that they are going to be making a lot of big consumer tools in the future, and that they're going to be one of the big players in this space, because at the moment, you know, they've made a lot of announcements, they've released a lot of open source stuff, but we're not really seeing any, you know, full feature products like ChatGPT or something else. But I predict that will be coming in the very near future, so we'll be following them closely to see when that happens. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.